Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, along with by-polls in 46 assembly seats and two parliamentary constituencies, begins. Reform, perform and transform mantra makes India a key global player, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In US, a judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money case postpones sentencing indefinitely. And in sports, India's ace duo shuttler Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy to take on South Korean pair in men's double semi-final event at China Masters 2024 in Shenzhen today. In the opening cricket test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth, Australia were 76 for 8 against India when reports last came in. Counting of votes for Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly polls has begun. Counting began at 8 a.m. with postal ballots in both the states, followed by votes cast on EVMs. In Maharashtra, counting is taking place for all 288 assembly seats. Polling for all 288 seats was held on the 20th of this month in a single phase. Counting is also taking place for by-election to Nander Lok Sabha seat in the state. A total of 288 counting centres have been set up across the state, with a separate centre established for the Nander Lok Sabha constituency. Additionally, 288 observers have been deployed to oversee the assembly vote counting, while two observers will supervise the counting process for the Nander Lok Sabha seat. Elaborate security arrangements have been put in place to ensure a smooth and orderly counting process. Central, state and local security forces are stationed at the counting centres. All necessary measures have been taken as Maharashtra's election season nears its conclusion with the announcement of the results. And now, we go over live to our correspondent Kunal Shinde in Mumbai. Kunal, what is the latest update for our listeners on counting of votes for the Maharashtra Assembly polls?
Yes, Sunil, it has been just 15 minutes since the counting has been first. The postal ballots, of course, will be been taken after half an hour at 8:30 a.m. The EVMs will be opened. The EVMs will be, they have been in the strong room and they will be opened. The sealed strong room will be opened in front of the party candidates and representatives, also the agents of these candidates have been nominated by the.
Right. We'll keep coming back to you, Kunal. Thank you for the update. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said, 24 counting centres have been set up across district headquarters of the state. And now we go over live to our correspondent, Bhupendra Singh, who's at Jamshedpur Counting Centre in Jharkhand. Bhupendra, the Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements for counting. Give us the latest update on the counting in Jharkhand.
Yeah, Sunil, the Election Commission and district officials have made elaborate arrangements to ensure transparent counting. In the morning at 4:30 a.m., the postal ballot strong room was opened, and at 7 a.m., the EVM strong room was unlocked. Right now, counting of postal ballot is underway, and after that, counting of EVM votes will start. Heavy security arrangements have been made in entire counting center, and the area is under CCTV surveillance. In a short while, early trends will start coming in, and the electoral fate of several political heavyweights and other candidates will be decided. Chief Minister and senior JMM leader Hemant Soren, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi, ASU Party Chief Sudesh Mehto, Jharkhand Loktantrik Krantikari Morcha Jairam Kumar Mehto, former Chief Minister Champai Soren, JDU leader Saryu Roy, Congress leader Banna Gupta are some of the prominent leaders. This time, several seats are in tight contest, including Dumri, Mehgama, Jamshedpur West, Bokaro, Jamtara, Chandan Kyari, and Nala. And if we look at the results in 2019 assembly elections, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha has secured 30, BJP 25, Congress 16, and ASU 2 seats. Back to you, Sunil.
Thank you so much, Bhupendra, for the update from Jharkhand. Early trends are available for Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections in Maharashtra out of 288 seats. Trends are available for 27 seats. Among Mahayuti Alliance, BJP is leading at 17 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena is leading in 2 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP is leading in 2 seats. Among the Mahavikas Aghadi, Congress is leading in 3 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar group is leading in 1 seat. Shiv Sena UBT is leading in 1 seat. Others are ahead in 1 seat. In Jharkhand, trends are available for 9 seats out of a total of 81 seats. BJP is leading in 5 seats, while NDA ally AJSU is leading in 1 seat. Ruling JMM is leading in 3 seats.
Lok Nirnay.
Results of the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand and by-elections in various states.
Special bilingual discussion program from 9 a.m. onwards.
The 23rd of November 2024.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and additional frequencies of Akashwani.
Counting also begins for by-poll to 2 Lok Sabha constituencies and 46 assembly seats constituencies of 13 states today. The Lok Sabha seats are Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. Counting is being held for 9 assembly seats of Uttar Pradesh, 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats of Assam, 4 seats each of Bihar and Punjab, 3 seats of Karnataka, 2 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and Kerala, and 1 seat each in Gujarat, Chhattisgarh, Meghalaya and Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing, which was organized by a media house in Germany's Stuttgart. The theme of the event was India-Germany, a roadmap for sustainable growth. Mr. Modi said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and every country wants to collaborate with India for development.
आज भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग लार्ज इकोनॉमी है दुनिया का हर देश विकास के लिए भारत के साथ साझेदारी करना चाहता है जर्मनी का फोकस ऑन इंडिया डॉक्यूमेंट भी इसका बहुत बड़ा उदाहरण है इस डॉक्यूमेंट से पता चलता है कि कैसे आज पूरी दुनिया भारत की स्ट्रेटेजिक इम्पोर्टेंस को एक्नॉलेज कर रही है दुनिया की सोच में आए इस परिवर्तन के पीछे भारत में पिछले 10 साल से चल रहे रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र की बड़ी भूमिका रही है
Mr. Modi said that his government has brought to an end red tapeism to promote ease of doing business. He said India has strengthened the banking system in the country to make available affordable capital for development. The Prime Minister highlighted that a strong foundation has been laid on which the grand edifice of Vikasit Bharat will be built. He added that Germany will be a dependable partner of India in its development journey.
Bharat ne har sector mein नई पॉलिसीज बनाई तेज ग्रोथ के लिए खुद को तैयार किया ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस में सुधार किया 30,000 से ज्यादा कंप्लायंस खत्म किए कॉम्प्लिकेटेड टैक्स सिस्टम को बदला भारत में ऐसी मजबूत नींव तैयार हुई है जिस पर विकसित भारत की भव्य इमारत का निर्माण होगा
Mr. Modi said that over the past few years, the mutual partnership between India and Germany has continuously strengthened.
Dono deshon ke beech aaj kareeb $34 billion ka bilateral trade hota hai. Mujhe vishwas hai, aane wale saalon mein ye trade aur bhi zyada badhega. Main aisa isliye keh raha hoon kyunki beete kuch saalon mein Bharat aur Germany ki aapasi partnership lagatar sasakt hui hai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, today, promises to be another exciting day with several events lined up. After the successful and crowd-pulling premiere of over 70 films yesterday, today will feature the screening of another 70 films. Apart from this, three films will be shown as part of an open-air screening. The major highlight of the day, however, is the Creative Minds of Tomorrow CMOT event, where the 48-hour challenge to create a fresh film will come to an end. This year, 100 promising young talents have been selected from across 13 filmmaking crafts for the CMOT challenge. These participants will be submitting their films within a few hours from now. Speaking to Akashwani, one of the participants, Madan Kamraj, said, "It's been a challenging task to complete a film in 48 hours, but he's grateful for the opportunity."
My name is Madan Kamraj. I'm here for the Creative Minds of Tomorrow challenge. I got selected in film editing and I'm working with Team Purple here. This is a 48-hour film challenge and it's been more than 20 hours. We still have like 19 hours left for the challenge to end. As a platform, it's a big thing to be able to showcase a talent here and to bond with like people from across the country. Me being from Chennai and my own teammates are from like Goa and from Maharashtra, Delhi. We have like people from Tripura and Assam. The bonding is like really good and we get to meet these people who are all not yet making it to the industry, like who want a chance to get into the industry, and in that way it's a good bonding session for us.
The primary objective of Creative Minds of Tomorrow is to nurture young talent and provide them with a platform to shine.
The Creative Minds of Tomorrow section is one of the most exciting events at IFFI. It identifies young Indian cinematic talents and offers them an international platform to showcase their emerging creative voices. This year's edition has the largest ever participation, with 100 participants competing across 13 crafts including direction, scripting, singing and music composition. In addition to the CMOT challenge, screenings of over 70 films will continue to add to the festival's buzz. Today is also the penultimate day of the Film Bazaar, which has been drawing a large number of filmmakers, producers and distributors seeking to connect and collaborate. The Masterclass section will feature several film personalities offering insights on a variety of subjects. Renowned actor Anupam Kher will deliver a session titled The Power of Failure in the evening. With Omvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashwani News, Goa.
In the US, a judge has postponed sentencing in Donald Trump's hush money case indefinitely, potentially until 2029 after his second presidential term. Judge Juan Merchan suggested he may dismiss the conviction, allowing Trump to assume office in January without legal complications. In cricket, Australia was 79 for 9 against India on the second day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth Stadium, Australia, when reports last came in. In badminton, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on the South Korean pair of Jin Yong and Seo Sing Jae in the men's doubles semi-final event at the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. Under the headline, Result Day, Winner Takes It All, the Pioneer shows a photograph of security personnel standing guard outside a strong room in Nagpur, getting ready for the counting of votes today. Dalal Street logs best day in nearly 6 months, writes Financial Express, snapping a two-week-long losing streak. In what the statesman describes as whirlwind diplomacy, Prime Minister Modi meets 31 world leaders during his five-day, three-nation tour. 10 Maoists die in Sukma gunfight, toll 207 this year, headlines the Times of India. The headline in Hindustan Times reads, "No end to draw wheels as Delhi's AQI slips into severe again." And finally, an artificial intelligence-powered humanoid named Nova is redefining the learning experience of primary students in a government school in Punalur in Kerala, reports The Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand, along with by-polls in 46 assembly seats and two parliamentary constituencies, underway. Reform, perform and transform mantra makes India a key global player, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In US, a judge in Donald Trump's criminal hush money case postpones sentencing indefinitely. And in sports, India's ace duo Shuttler, Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy to take on South Korean pair in men's double semi-final event at China Masters 2024 in Shenzhen today. And in the opening cricket match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Australia was 79 for 9 against India when reports last came in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.